Broadcasting Network. It is the 23rd day of February 2020. We are live. We are live right this moment. So last week, I was right in the middle of my own little whatever swept through here in St. Louis in the last 2 to 3 weeks, folks. I personally, due to my relatively paranoid and conspiratorial way my mind works, I believe that there are many simultaneous releases of agents throughout our country and throughout the rest of the world, and they all might not be the same thing. You know, we're all fixated right now on this COVID-19. I love how they renamed this COVID-19. Now, Rick Wiles get mad at me because I look at a lot of English gematria when they throw things at me, and I'm not doing witchcraft, Rick. It's just a point that I know how the enemy works, and our entire system here in the King James English-speaking world is based on gematria, and a lot of you guys don't like to admit that, but that's your own fault. You think somebody's doing witchcraft when it's just, no, I'm trying to decipher how some of these people that throw these things at us are mocking us and, you know, doing numerological witchcraft on us. So COVID-19, and I'm just going through the letters, 315-22-9419, okay? Adds up to 63. You simplify all the double digits down, it's a 36. Kind of interesting, 36. 666, 36, interesting, 63, nice little numbers here, this little plague that they're throwing at us. Now, here in St. Louis, I went through the roughest, let's just say, week and a half that I've had in some years. Luckily, I'm rather, you know, I'm middle-aged. I take relatively decent care of myself supplementally and so forth and so on, but I could tell that whatever I got went through and whatever swept through in here in St. Louis, and Ken and I were talking off the air, and he was sending me all these articles from right around here in St. Louis. I was like, look, man, I think they released something around here. And then he's like, he sends me these articles from local media saying how bad this flu season is and 2020 St. Louis, you know, flu epidemic and blah, blah, blah. Well, basically everybody I know and a lot of people that I came into contact with were all, I don't want to say deathly ill, but like ill to where your life, you were having some rough time. And I even had a rough time. I got a business insider article up here. and I saw this yesterday. And it basically, a day-to-day breakdown of coronavirus symptoms shows how the disease COVID-19 goes from bad to worse. And I just start reading it. I'm like, well, geez, this is exactly what everybody here has been going through. Okay, so day one, patients run a fever. They also may experience fatigue, muscle pain, and a dry cough. Well, I've had all that. Phlegm on the chest. I don't want to say it's pneumonia, like that kind of, but I mean, you talk about just trying to breathe and you feel the snot inside your chest. Patients may have difficulty breathing, especially if they're older. Okay, that was day five, day seven. This is how long it takes on average before patients are admitted to a hospital. Oh, I've been dealing with this thing for 2 weeks and I'm still not 100%. So at this point, patients with severe cases, that's around 15%, according to the Chinese CDC, develop acute respiratory distress syndrome. Okay. Fluid builds up in the lungs. Well, hell, everybody I know had fluid build up in the lungs. A friend of mine's wife had pneumonia. Strange goings on here. Now, I don't know about your guys' out there in RBN land, what swept through your town or city, but I'll tell you what swept through here was basically epidemic, pandemic level. Everybody had it for a minute, okay? So day 10, you're most likely going to be admitted to the ICU. Day 17, people who recover from the virus are discharged from the hospital. You know, I was on my various strengths of colloidal silver, all my, oregano oil, high doses of C, D3, the whole nine, my olive leaf extract, all this stuff, and it still was hellish, so I'm back this week and, I still go through these little hot flashes and you might hear me cough a few times. Very crazy stuff. I was listening to a program and somebody brought up The Stand, Stephen King's book that got turned into the movie. And in the last day or day and a half, I've watched the 6 hours of The Stand. I rewatched it. And the beginning is very, very so fascinating. There's so many parallels here with this Wuhan coronavirus, COVID-19 thing that we see allegedly sweeping our world. Okay, I'm going to break down some different views that I see from different people on there. And some people are saying that I'm trying to lead the audience astray by giving you guys numerous views from numerous people in the alternative media. Well, no, that would be if I was telling you I knew what the truth was and you better listen to me and blah, 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 blah. For me to just go through various viewpoints and let you determine what you believe, I think that's the best thing somebody can do as a broadcaster, rather than sitting here and saying I've got the gospel truth and I know what the hell's going on, when I'm just like you are, trying to figure this out. And you know, people, my thing is this, the storable food industry's off the charts right now. I'm listening to all the various people who are talking about supply chain disruptions that are coming our way. And so everybody, get yourselves squared away to where let's say you got to barricade yourself in your residence or something, be able to filter water, be able to protect yourself, and be able to live on the basics if you need to for a while, okay? Whether you want to do the canned good route, the 25-year shelf life, storable food, whatever, dry goods, big 25 sacks of rice and get you some beans and all that good stuff, and whatever you want to do, the best thing you can do is do something, though, especially if you can afford it. Don't sit on your rear end. You know, even you, we all want to think that this is a big fake psyop theatrical event. But at the same time, worse comes to worse. If, you know, stock up and keep paying attention to your expiration dates. And then when they start to get near the expiration date, and nothing happens and everything blows over and we, you know, resume our relatively normal lives. And hell, I mean, I was thinking about this. Remember the December 21st, 2012, the end of the Mayan long count, the Popol Vuh and all the Mayan stuff. You know, when I was into that stuff, I was really reading a lot of the kind of Tom Horn type stuff that was tying in kind of the biblical prophecies with the Mayan stuff and David Flynn, the Roswell stuff, and all that stuff. There was this big kind of convergence of kind of different schools of apocalyptic / esoteric / eschatological and so forth. Think about this, though. December 21st, 2012 was the end of this Mayan long count, and everybody was tripping out and blah, 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 blah. And I just thought about this the other day because I said this, you know, at the end of 2012. I was like, could this be the beginning of some sort of a 7-year period here of, remember in the Old Testament where Joseph, okay, where he's basically in charge of the Pharaoh's, you know, affairs and dealing with Egypt, and they were going to have this 7 years of plenty and 7 years of famine and so forth. Well, think about this with the Book of Revelation, the 7-year tribulation. So it would only lead you to think that there would be 7 years of kind of plenty and so forth and so on before the 7 years of the hard times. So the Mayan long count ends December 21st, 2012, exactly 7 years. You're looking at December 21st, 2019. And this is really the end of 2019 and the beginning of 2020. This, now we've it seems like something has been, an accelerator has been pushed down, and some sort of restraining force might have been lifted away from the earth, and now the craziness, like I used to always say, the cascading sequence of events now appears to be quite possibly here. And, you know, this is a fascinating time to be alive. It's very trying. You know, there's that prophecy that says men's hearts shall fear them, shall fail them in fear of what's coming upon the earth. And so I was listening to Alex Jones today. Mike Adams from naturalnews.com, of course, was hosting. Let me type up. I was on his web, Brighteon, earlier, and I was looking around at the videos. But so here's the latest from Mike Adams. Coronavirus pandemic exploding across the globe. South Korea surpasses 600 infection. Italy declares national emergency. Japan infection skyrocketing. Nearly 2,000 non-China infections worldwide and doubling every few days. The Stand, though, folks, I started watching last night, and I finished it this morning with this, the first part, the plague, where it breaks out of a United States, basically bioengineering research military facility, and you got the idiot military policeman. He's sitting there on one of the, basically the gates, and they're telling him to shut the gates, and he freaks out, and he goes and picks up his wife and kid, and he jumps in his old car, and he bolts out, and he gets out right before the gate closes on him. And then he brings this thing halfway across the country into a little town called Arnett, Texas, and that's where Gary Sinise and all these guys were at. And this is how this plague exploded upon the United States. But, you know, what's interesting, Gary Sinise, who was one of the people that basically the virus did not affect in any way, you know, and there was quite a few people. Out of all the millions that perished, there was this quite a few people that the virus didn't affect, and Gary Sinise was one of them. And he got brought to the Vermont CDC. And I just tripped out because I'm like, this is where Bernie's from. He's the senator from Vermont. And it's a synchronicity there that I find fascinating with Bernie and all of the people that want to throw us in gulags that are, you know, Bernie might be a democratic socialist and blah, blah, blah. And he might, but he's got a lot of people, these revolutionaries, these Marxist Leninist revolutionaries, these Maoists that are clicked up with his campaign. The university has produced a bunch of these moronic thugs that are ready to overthrow our government and put us into gulags. This Maine Democrat, Bree Kidman, some fat pig democratic socialist who dresses up like a witch. I'm looking at her doing some digging around in her, and she's the one with the guillotine logo, and she's running for U.S. Senate out of Maine. I don't know what the hell is up with Vermont and Maine and Massachusetts, the old epicenter of our country. You know, the beginnings, the colonies up there, and these freaks are all freaking Marxists now. I don't get, New York, New Jersey, this whole northeast of the United States is full of freaking nutty Marxists. What an embarrassment. You know, their economies are all in the crapper. They've already spent themselves into oblivion. The property taxes are off the freaking charts, where some people are paying more monthly to their property tax bill on their property than they actually are paying towards the mortgage itself. I mean, it's just crazy. Everybody wants to spend other people's money. You know, I sent myself this text a couple weeks ago, and I was meaning to read it on the air, and I might as well. So this is socialism, and I'm thinking about all these places where these socialist oligarchs take over, because it, you know, we got an oligarchy here, a plutocratic oligarchy, government by the rich few. Well, that's the same thing with socialists, folks. Government by the rich few. But there's just different tactics, okay? So there's rhetoric against the wealthy, okay? That's the big thing with these socialists. It's all about class envy. It's all about coveting what your neighbors got. You see, socialism basically is anti-Christian at its core, because see, it's a system of jealousy. It's like, you know what? I'll be poor as long as I know the next guy's poor as well, and you know that's okay. There is no building up. Okay, I don't see it. Now, you had some of this in the Scandinavian countries, but they were got so loony, and they still had mixed market economies. They had free enterprise systems moving along with their kind of high tax welfare state socialism. But they became so mentally retarded in Sweden and these other places. They invited in all of their invaders, and this refugees welcome thing. This getting a hold of people's minds and in the education systems and warping them to think that they should invite people with totally different viewpoints, IQs, and values into their country in mass, and it's not going to destroy the system. So a lot of these people are brats. A lot of socialists are brats. And they think that just tearing down the present system, the patriarchal system, blah, 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 blah. And look, the men are weak for allowing the women to embrace this crap, because a lot of it's the feminist nuts that are into the pro refugees welcome stuff, and it's a lot of it's weak men that tolerate the feminist nuts. And so, yeah, it's a divide and conquer by the usual suspects. You radicalize the women against men, especially men that look like them. So you destroy the racial solidarity of the Nordic countries. Okay, you get the women to buy into this basically Jewish feminist trash mode, and then the men they look at their women, you know, and they become weak, and they let these women kind of hijack the institutions and so forth. It's very, very complicated. There's enough blame to go around to both genders, and there's blame to go around, especially the intelligentsia that really program people into the divide and conquer. So a lot of people get all butthurt. Oh, you're talking about women. Oh, you're talking about men. It's way more complicated than that, and it's a scientific psychological warfare model. And then with these multi-ethnic societies like the United States, then they have even more ways to pit people against each other. And we're all victims of this, and then we're all basically kind of, many of us are collectively to blame, because a lot of people want to keep their head down and just go along to get along, and while the whole thing crashes and cascades down around us. And so, pain in the butt. I mean, you know, it's a lot of weak people right now are really getting demoralized, and they're really going into the intellectual fetal position I always talk about quite often. But then there's a lot of people out here, and you're seeing them. They're starting to get fed up. And I got a really cool video to play in a little while. Very fascinating. And we're going to start seeing this more, but we've got to be careful. And I'll get to this in a little bit. But basically, back to my text, socialism, rhetoric against the wealthy, while at the same time, the little guy is taxed to the max. Okay, so the rhetoric's against the wealthy. Class envy. While at the same time, the socialists, okay, they're going to sit there and talk about, oh, tax relief to the poor, like Bernie. The poor, and America's a racist society from top to bottom. White people don't know what it's like to be poor. This little gangster, this little Jewish gangster, has never even worked a day in his life. So the little guy gets taxed to the hilt. He's waiting in bread lines. Oh, you guys got to start watch. There's a lot of videos getting made in Cuba right now. Now, I don't like Turning Point USA. I think they're kosher, enemy-occupied territory. But they sent some kids down there to Cuba, and they did some taping. And they had to leave, okay? But they got a lot of halfway decent footage. Now, there's another guy. A British guy, and his YouTube channel is Bald and Bankrupt. Okay, you'll see him if you're into watching any travel stuff. Bald and Bankrupt. Okay, and he's multilingual, but he just was in Cuba, and he basically traveled town to town. And folks, what they did to this Cuban people is it's criminal. As far as what they do to this managed socialist economy, it's sick. And all these people want to talk smack. Oh, Cuba, they got free health care. They got free this. Yeah, you go look at them towns that my boy from Bald and Bankrupt documented. And he's not a right winger by any means, but this guy was trashing communism when he was down there. And he got to talk to all these Cubans. And then you go to these stores and they don't even have anything to sell. And then these cafes where they can't even sell you a cup of coffee because they don't have nothing. And then you go into these department stores and there's like two tubes of toothpaste and blah, 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 blah. And they say it's because of the embargo and so forth and so on and whatever. But this, you know, and this is a complicated thing too. 90 miles off the coast of Florida, and you know, listen, if we got out of the way of the embargo, I don't know what would happen with Cuba. You know, the Jesuits, unfortunately, a lot of people you have to realize that the Cuba is one of these kind of laboratories of the Jesuits with their little communist crap, the literal socialist crap. And I don't know what would happen with Venezuela and Cuba if these sanctions and embargo was lifted, okay? Whether they would flourish or whether they would still keep them under the yoke. So this is hard to say. And anybody that says they know, I just have a hard time. But anyway, so basically the little guy's taxed to the max, the economy stalls, okay? So then the government invades the private sector. Industry crumbles, okay? The profit motive collapses. The rich party members stay rich. Social mobility collapses, and it stagnates. And so, yes, you could make the point that in some of these socialist countries that we use as examples, that there are exterior forces, okay, that are exacerbating the problem and not letting, let's say, any kind of trade and so forth and so on flourish. You know, this is hard. This is hard to really gauge, because you read both sides of the coin. You know, these various organs, it'll tell you, know, the far left will blame the sanctions and the embargo on the reason why Latin American communism, Marxism, and so forth is not, you know, people are so brutally oppressed and so forth. And then the people on the kind of the, you know, Cato Institute, American Enterprise Institute, Heritage Foundation, and so forth, they'll tell you that it's a reason because the socialist dictators are just so horrible and the system itself can't work. And it's probably a little bit of both. All right. And so, but this is just, you know, I wrote myself this little text over the weekend. Now, so Ken sent me this. Bernie is for $15 an hour minimum, $31,200 a year. His tax rate is 53% for anybody that makes over $29,000. You know, this is crazy stuff. But let me get into this for a second. So this is Dabu 7's video channel, and we're going to be coming up on break. So anyway, let's look at this coronavirus stuff. Alabama FEMA facility will be used as a coronavirus, basically quarantine, blah, 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 blah. Hundreds of animals drop dead in China. Okay, so now they're saying animals are dropping dead. FDA warns of drug and medical supply shortages. Okay, we talked about that immediately when this thing really started to break out. Warning signs suggest Chinese tech shipments just completely dry up. Supply chain chaos unfolds at major Chinese ports as container ships are just, you know, containers are just sitting there. Many tanks deployed to disinfect streets and objects, 760 million people on lockdown. China's doctors warn of even deadlier coronavirus, so they're saying now that you make it through the first infection, okay, and you're one of these people and you made it through. Now people are saying that you can basically still be contagious, and then if you get it the next time, it can cause sudden cardiac death. And so we will talk about this on the other side. We're going to open the phones up in a few minutes. Natural causes, day or night. Duty calls, I'm rolling on. And it's no place you want to go. You see, I'm not like all the rest.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are back, Incendiary Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, incendiaryradio.chatango.com, incendiarychat.chatango.com, incendiaryquencher.chatango.com, hoolisblog.blogspot.com, whoolisblog.blogspot.com, commercial-free archive there in the morning. So I'm going to play a couple clips and just to, you know, put a few things out there. We're going to open the phones up, though. 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443. If you want to jump on, just be patient, though. Ken's got to run the clips and everything. So if the phone rings for a little bit, you know why. So, Ken, let's roll clip six. This is Alternative Media TV, Adam Green. And he's talking about the Chinese banks, okay? And so a lot of the, you know, if there's a supply chain disruptions here in the United States, and then we're already feeling them, the medicine is going to be a big one. The tech stuff is going to be a big one. Various kinds of goods, you know, your little precious Walmart goods and so forth. Listen, the sheeple are still asleep right now, folks. This is the time for you to get your stuff, okay? Because you know that we're way ahead, you know, alternative media type people, no matter where you at on, you know, all the way from Rents to InfoWars to RBN to all this, you know, various stuff. A lot of the sheeple are still asleep. There's still goods on the shelves, okay? You know, people are talking about bugging out. I mean, this is where it's going, folks. And so you got to make this determination. You know, I live in a pretty crappy area where there's going to be some bad things going down. I haven't decided if and when I'm, you know, got family and everything else, and this is tough. So, and I know a lot of you are feeling the same way. So let's roll clip 6.
Hey guys, Christopher Green, AMTV, Alternative Media Television. Please share this far and wide. The authorities want to cover this up. They don't want this information out to the public. They want to quell it. They want to suppress it. They want to get rid of it. They want to make sure that you're not aware of the truth of the impact of the coronavirus, which has currently infected millions around the globe, not just China, but is spreading all over the United States, the Americas, European nations, Australia, and now Italy is on a total and absolute lockdown. Also, what they're not telling you is that Chinese banks are in a total collapse. Bank runs have started in China as a result of the coronavirus impact. Many, many firms, thousands of Chinese companies face collapse if banks don't renegotiate their debt. This is according to LiveMint.com. A survey of small and medium-sized Chinese firms conducted this month showed that a third of respondents only had enough cash to cover fixed expenses for a month, meaning they're totally and utterly illiquid. Now, keep in mind, if firms cannot pay back banks then are broke. They're bankrupt, which means they're going to need a bailout or they're going to close. Now, millions of Chinese have been attempting to empty out their bank accounts and take out the renminbi, or the Chinese equivalent of the yuan, as soon as they can, but they have been limiting withdrawal amounts, as we've warned you here at AMTV Alternative Media Television. In Shanghai and Beijing, again, hundreds of millions of people locked down in quarantine, floating cruise ships, total prisons, people begging Donald Trump, the president of the United States, to release their parents because they are still in lockdown, forcefully against their will. Also, South Korea, in a total alarm, raises its threat alert level. The move empowering the government to lock down cities as Italy imposes its own regional lockdown and cases rise in Iran. Isn't it interesting that these cases are rising in China, Iran, and enemy nations of the United States government? Now, the spike in South Korea, along with rising numbers in Iran and Italy...
All right, go ahead and stop it there. and if you would get clip 2 ready, Ken, appreciate it. The super spreaders stuff, okay? Now, I'm sure we're all seeing these videos of people purposefully going around and flinging saliva on other people, flinging stuff on people's doors and cars and intentionally touching all these things. And you see this Korean cult, you know, all these where basically people are allegedly involved with purposefully spreading this stuff, apocalyptic cults and so forth. Very, very weird. Now, Mike Adams today on Alex Jones's program is basically, he's going so far as to basically say that governmental forces, and he's basically trying to link it to hostile forces to Trump, okay? He's trying to say basically that the evil demoncrats, you know, blah, 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 they are doing this, spreading this stuff purposefully throughout Costa Mesa and parts of California and other stuff, to put this in Trump's lap. Now, so COVID-19, I made these notes, a direct attack on Trump's economy, possible, you know, whether you call it a recovery or not, the kind of wins with on trade and so forth and so on. This is kind of like the angle that Mike Adams is pushing, that this is the kitchen sink being thrown at worldwide, basically nationalist resurgence and so forth and so on. So the elites, they're moving pieces on the chessboard. They don't like the Orbans in Hungary and the nationalist resurgences in Poland and so forth and so on. Now, with Iran, certain people are saying basically it looks like the Israelis could have a hand in the COVID-19 getting into Iran. Some people automatically were, you know, when this thing in Wuhan, what a lot of people, you know, they had this World Military Games, folks, where all of these various, the world's militaries were kind of gathered in Wuhan, almost like a military Olympics, okay, the World Military Games, okay, and so all kinds of black operators and so forth were, let's just say, in Wuhan before this virus broke out at the World Military Games. So various people have reported on that. Spiro, who I've interviewed here before, he was on Alex Jones's program earlier in the week, and he was on other programs where they're basically talked about this as a possible way for, let's say this didn't come out of a Chinese lab, it came in somehow with all these various military operators coming in for the World Military Game. So that's another kind of angle here that I saw floating around. Kind of makes sense. Let's roll clip two.
In June of 2019, 2 million Hong Kongers took to the streets to protest the communist Chinese government. Men, women, and children all united against communism, and thousands of young protesters willing to be martyrs. It was a serious problem for Xi Jinping's regime. The protests grew, and the world watched. Everyone asking, how will China make this go away? On October 1st, the Communist Chinese celebrated the 70th anniversary of their revolution. No end in sight for the growing protests. A couple weeks later, on October 18th, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, along with John Hopkins and the World Economic Forum, hosted Event 201, a high-level pandemic simulation based on the coronavirus, wherein they concluded that it could kill 65 million people. A couple weeks after that, on Halloween, the controversial 5G network was fully test-fired for the first time in Wuhan, China. Scientists have warned us that 5G causes flu-like symptoms. Weeks later, the coronavirus outbreak begins in Wuhan, China. And the protests in Hong Kong abruptly come to an end. Are they related? China was not prepared for President Trump's trade war, and by most accounts, Xi Jinping was losing ground. Massive levels of sulfur dioxide gas was detected on the outskirts of Wuhan, causing many to ask if they are burning bodies. A staffer from a funeral home in Wuhan claims that her funeral home alone has cremated an estimated 4,725 bodies suspected of dying from the coronavirus since January 22nd. Experts tell us the virus was weaponized in a lab. And while nobody disputes this fact, the mainstream media hide it. The numbers are now beginning to show themselves outside of China. And in a short time, we will all know the true impact of the Wuhan coronavirus outbreak of 2020. But so far, it does not look good at all. For Infowars.com.
All right, you can stop it there. So, the 5G. Now, I talked about last week Prince Philip, okay, from the Crown, Corona, the British Corona, talking about if he came back as an animal, he'd like to be a virus that would kill tons of people to help the overpopulation problem. You know, this the Gates, Buffett, Rockefeller, Winfrey little cabal that met dealing with this and this, the overpopulation and blah 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 blah. This event 201, but this was up on the other day, today. Here's why they named it coronavirus, stateofthenation.co. Corona is the field around high-voltage electricity. It is the breach of the corona field that is the basis of lightning. Corona radiation kills most high-voltage electricians by the time they're 55 years old. Corona severely damages the reproductive cells in the liver. Corona causes sterility, miscarriages, and infertility. Corona is an EMF field that is generated close to high voltage power transmission. Now they have labeled those symptoms to be caused by a viral attack called coronavirus. Coincidence that 5G will cause all those symptoms of corona field exposure. But wait. They have a chemical injection to cure you from the harmful reactions to radiation upon your reproductive cells. Take note, death is a common side effect of their cure. Okay. So, you know, let's go ahead, Ken, if you'd get clip 7 ready while we're on this 5G thing. And let's go ahead and listen to that one real quick.
February the 22nd, 2020, 2-22, 2020, guys. I want to do this video. I'm going to keep it short. There's information going online on YouTube and other places when they're talking about this flu going around the planet right now, and that some are very adamant, I mean almost abusive, if you talk about the effects of 5G and the immune system and how that could lead to, or trigger more infections in this flu that's going around. And so that concerns me when, because some people that have a certain agenda and they disagree with anything else other than that, you have to be wary of sometimes. And guys, if you look back, I've done dozens of videos about 5G. So I guess this video is an argument against the fact that 5G cannot affect you and your immune system. It says numerous recent scientific publications, this is coming out today again from Scientific America, have shown that EMF, electromagnetic fields, affect living organisms at levels well below the international and national guidelines. Now listen, the effects include increased cancer risk, cellular stress. Think about that. Your T cells are a key in your immune system. Increase in harmful free radicals, genetic damage, structural and functional changes of the reproductive system, learning and memory deficits, neurological disorders, and negative impacts on general well-being in humans. Damage goes well beyond the human race, as there is growing evidence of harmful effects to both plant and animal life. The scientists who signed this appeal arguably constitute the majority of the experts on the effects of non-ionizing radiation. They have published more than 2,000 papers and letters on EMF in professional journals. Now, so
all right, go ahead and stop it there. People, but you guys are getting the you guys are getting the kind of gist of that. So we got a couple callers. Let's go ahead and take them. Let's take Ed in Chicago first. Welcome, Ed. What's on your mind?
Hello, Robert.
Yes,
can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, very good. Thank you. Thank you so much for taking my call. God bless George Gordon. He died a couple years ago. Anyway, and I haven't talked to you since Fugadishu. But anyway, what I wanted to bring up, I'm in Chicago, right? Blagojevich.
Yeah.
I just wanted to let everybody know before he went in prison, he was under investigation, and then he made a speech at a window door company, Republic, I think it was. It was on the near West Side in Chicago here, and he said, if Bank of America isn't going to make this loan to this company, you know, to keep them afloat, because they were having like a sit-in strike and stuff. Mm-hmm. He said, then State of Illinois is not going to do business with Bank of America. Well, at 4:00 in the morning, then the very next day, he's in handcuffs.
Right.
Going to prison.
Yeah.
It was hilarious, you know, because they could put any one of these politicians in jail for anything that comments.
Well, they could do that. They could do that to any of us. They could right now. Yeah. The NSA right now could zap my computer that I'm on talking and doing this broadcast, and they could throw a bunch of freaking kiddie porn on there, which I've never looked at. I wouldn't even know it's on there, and these bastards could lock me up for that crap. They do it to people all the time.
Correct. But that's the truth of Blagojevich. Yeah, he might have been a dirty piece of crap, right? But they all are. And he said, we're not going to do business with it. Bank of America. Next day, 5:00 in the morning, they had him in handcuffs. You're going away.
Yeah.
That's the true story, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Bank of America, BOA, BOA. I remember when the BOA constrictor. I remember when the internet first came out, man, and I started digging around in Bank of America and who started it, and it's a Vatican front. But yeah, BOA, Bank of America, BOA constrictor. It's a snake, and the people back in the 90s when the internet first came up, they were talking about BOA all the time. So, anything else, Ed?
Hey, brother. Good talking to you again. Do you remember me when I used to call you and make a Fugadishu?
Fukushima?
Fugadishu? Yeah, I'm being silly.
All right. You put two words together, Fukushima and Mogadishu. Fugadishu. There you go.
Fugadishu. Airborne.
All right, man.
Hey, you weren't airborne, were you?
No, I was in the Marine Corps.
Fuck. Oh, I'm sorry. You're nothing but a leg, dude.
All right, have a good one, Ed.
All right. Love you, brother.
All right, see ya. All right, let's take Chris near Las Vegas. Hey, that's where Randall Flagg set up his little evil kingdom in The Stand. Remember that, Chris? I just watched it. Very, very fascinating to rewatch that.
Well, the evil kingdom still prevails here in Las Vegas, Robert. But that's another story. I do happen to know that last Friday, a recall position was taken to the state attorney general here in Nevada for Steve Sisolak, the mob governor of the state, who is involved in an attempt to conspiracy to commit murder on myself twice. It's not without expectation that there could be some other nefariosity. And, of course, we know the whole Route 91 Harvest Festival thing was carried out by all sorts of deep state operatives, including the FBI here, Aaron Rouse, and, of course, Joe Lombardo, and the sheriff, and a whole mess of them here. And, of course, it was two too dangerous to talk about any parts where they decided to quit talking about it because too many questions were being asked and that were material. Mm-hmm. However, the reason I called tonight is, you know, I'm a conspiracy analyst myself, much like yourself, Robert, and it occurs to me that whenever Strzok and Page and Andy McCabe and others over there, Rosenstein and Comey and the group, were talking about their insurance policy and their texts that they were trying to cover up and hide, their insurance policy, to me, it's obvious, was their deep state's weaponization of the impeachment scheme, where they tried to invent things and frame the blame on Trump for the same things that they were doing over there in Russia with Rosatom, Rosatom, Ukraine, Biden's, Kerry's, Nancy Pelosi, and the whole group of these Democrats are trying to frame the blame and project on their crimes on somebody else to avoid the complicity of they have all in this whole thing, Debbie Wasserman Schultz. I mean, you got murder, you got drugs, you got extortion, shakedown. I mean, the whole thing is just absolutely insane when you look at the criminality of the Democrat Party.
Sure. You know,
Go ahead.
You know, what kills me, you got this guy, Philip Haney, that was just suicided, okay?
Yeah.
And so, like, and what's fascinating is I got on Gateway Pundit, where they've really, really covered this quite a bit, where this guy, he kind of blew the whistle, allegedly, on the Awan brothers and the penetration of the Muslim Brotherhood into the Obama government, and basically being forced to scrub all of the kind of connections and research that was done on some of these networks. Now, what's fascinating is you'll see, so he was a committed Christian. I believe he was murdered. He didn't commit suicide. But basically over here at Veterans Today, they're saying Philip Haney, Israeli operative, fake whistleblower, and deep state shill, kills himself. So this is how you see the two factions of alternative media fighting it out over one person, this Philip Haney guy. Go ahead.
Over there at Veterans Today, Bob Footy, a.k.a. Gordon Duff, doesn't go by his real name for a reason. Now, here's another little entendre that I think is rather curious, Robert.
Yeah.
You know, William Barr, a.k.a. Guillermo Barrios, the so-called Attorney General of the Jesuit Order, who was placed in there specifically, dismissed and chose not to prosecute Andrew McCabe.
Sure.
Well, it occurs to me there could be a underlying tone suggested by that dismissal and not holding him accountable when there's
hey,
so
hold,
much
hey, hold your thought, Chris. Hold your thought, Chris. There's the top
you
of the hour
it.
Break.
Okay.
But yeah, with all the Barr and Epstein connections, Barr looks like a creep to me. Like, he likes little kids, quite possibly. So we'll see. Talk to Chris on the other side.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.